Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein, and we're coming to you live from 5G World in London. I'm delighted to be joined by Nigel Stevenson, Global Market Development of the Telco NFV team at VMware. Welcome, Nigel.
Hi, Alison. Thanks for inviting me here. Great to be here.
So we've had VMware on the show a number of times, but I think this is your first.
It is.
Why don't you go ahead and just introduce yourself and your role at VMware?
Yeah, so as you say, I report into telco vertical, essentially, which we call our telco NFV group. And within that, my responsibility is market development for the EMEA region. As a group, we, as it says in the title, we're very much focused on solving the problems that the telco industry is experiencing and working with our customers to leverage virtualization and cloud technologies in the context of a telecommunications or a communication service provider. But within that, there is a very clear focus on network functions virtualization as a, if you like, a cornerstone of transformation mm-hmm. within the operator. So that's really at the heart of what we focus on in our team.
You could argue that not many companies in the world know virtualization better than VMware, but the telco space is not where the roots of the company are. Obviously, the roots are in data center. How do you see VMware utilizing everything that you know about virtualization from data center environments and applying it to telco? And what do you see that's different in that?
You're right. Our background is very much in the enterprise space. That's where we came from. And the proposition for the enterprise, if we go right back to the early days of VMware, was a very simple proposition. It was around consolidating servers and reducing cost. That proposition has evolved tremendously since those days, even in within the enterprise IT space where we're looking at cloud and multi-cloud environments. As we look at the CSP, the communication service provider space, what we see is a great deal of synergy in terms of the principles we're deploying and some of the fundamentals of the technology we're deploying. Where it differs is in the particular use case. And there's no doubt about it, the CSP space has some very specific requirements, certainly around things like data plane performance and reliability and availability that are not translating directly from enterprise. So you've hit upon the exact reason why our team was formed, which was to say, okay, there are a lot of synergies here, but it is a very specific market, has its very specific requirements. And what our team does is it looks at how our technology can be delivered into those environments and what needs to be enhanced, in many cases around things like specific aspects of operations, for example, mm-hmm. in order to fit the communication service provider's needs specifically for their networking environment. And then as we do that, ensure that we also bring on the IT and the cloud services pieces as well, so we have an integrated multi-cloud strategy and capability that we can take to the CSP market.
Now, this week, we hit a major milestone in terms of a new advancement in terms of VMware vCloud. Can you talk to me about that?
Yeah, so from a product point of view, the product that we talk of is something we call VMware vCloud NFV. So that would be the productization, if you like, of the work of our group. That product has been available for a few years now, and we have something like 50 service providers worldwide, something like 300 million subscribers running over that platform. What we've announced this week is an enhancement to the platform. And so we've now released vCloud NFV version 3.0. And the variant that has been released this week is the OpenStack edition. We're what we call a multi-VIM solution, Virtual Infrastructure Manager solution. So we actually have two variants of the product, and we've released the OpenStack edition version 3.0 this week.
When you look at the performance tuning that you've delivered, what was critical in terms of that, and what are you seeing in terms of advancements on this platform?
One point I want to make before we look at that is there's a bigger role for performance here. And if we actually look at what we're achieving with this latest release, at the highest level, what we're looking at is significantly reducing the total cost of ownership for the customer of the platform. Now, performance is a big part of that, but the business outcome is cost of ownership. The other thing we're doing is optimizing the network economics, the way we're introducing a new paradigm of network operations, what we call intent-based assurance, actually helps the operator leverage much more value out of the infrastructure and relate what the infrastructure is delivering to the actual business and operational needs of the customer. So they're sort of top-level values that we're trying to address here. In terms of how we do that, you're right. Performance is one of the key enablers of that. So we've done a lot of work with Intel on performance, and for that we're leveraging DBDK. So we've actually released a new switch within our NSXT product, which we call NVDS, which stands for NSX Managed Virtual Distributed Switch. That is where we embed the DBDK functionality. What that's doing is it's allowing us to see between 3 to 5 times performance increases with the throughput type testing that we've done with some of our customers.
And then you've also delivered some advanced capabilities in terms of the networking functions associated with carrier grade capabilities and multi-cloud support, to name a couple of the examples. Tell me about what you're most proud of here in terms of the new capabilities.
I mean, I think we're at 5G world, so probably touching on 5G for a moment. I mean, this is where I think some of the 5G elements really start to come into play, because if we look at some of the advanced networking features that we're delivering now, there are some point features which are kind of cool, like fast link failure, for example, which is a very comms type issue. But looking at the sort of things we need to deliver 5G, and this is a 5G ready infrastructure, network slicing is going to become increasingly important as 5G enables opportunities such as IoT, the ability to move from the old traditional cash cow approach to delivering a few services to many customers into a world where we're now delivering very personalized services. It may be very specific to an industry sector, or it may be literally personal to a consumer. This is requiring us to segment the network much more cleanly and precisely, which is where network slicing comes in. So what we can do there is we can use our micro-segmentation capability to help generate those network slices, which on the one hand will allow us to deploy quality of service. So it might be a latency or a bandwidth or a throughput type quality of service metric we're looking at, but also we can overlay security in that same environment. So the advanced networking is really a big piece of enabling this platform for a 5G future.
I know that Intel and VMware have a long history of collaboration going back to the beginnings of the company. What was the collaboration here in terms of these new networking capabilities?
Well, I think the obvious one is the work around DBDK, which obviously Intel is a massive supporter of in terms of the interaction. I mean, broader than that, as companies with the pervasiveness of Intel Silicon, if you like, and the capabilities therein, and then marrying that with the VMware technology, which provides an extraction and an abstraction of that capability, it's vital for both our organizations, I think, to remain very close in terms of, from our point of view, being able to extract the value of the innovation that you guys are doing in the silicon and being able to deliver that at a higher level. So for that to happen, there has to be very close cooperation and coordination. So in this particular case, where that really landed was around the DBDK work, building in this new switch within our NSX product line.
Now, how does this new solution relate to your VMware Ready for NFV program?
What we're delivering with vCloud NFV is what we call a multi-vendor platform-based approach. So essentially what our customers are doing with the product is they are creating the virtualized environment on which they will need to onboard applications, or in NFV terminology, VNFs, virtual network functions. So the essence of the platform is to provide a capability for our customers, the CSPs, to go out to the VNF vendor community and say, look, you can onboard that function onto our platform. Now, in order to do that in a multi-vendor environment, we obviously need to do some work to try and de-risk and accelerate the ability to onboard multi-vendor VNFs onto the platform. So in order to do that, a few years ago, we announced a program we call VMware Ready for NFV. And what that is it allows these VNF vendors who are creating some really great network functions, or they're transposing network functions from the physical to the virtual, these VNFs can go through the VMware Ready program. And what that does is it onboards them onto the platform. We have a reference architecture, which is what we base the platform on. We can onboard them. We can do certain functional testing and so on. We can test out the VIMs, the VCD and the VIO OpenStack VIMs. And then it gives a level of assurance to the customers that if they then work with that vendor to onboard their VNF, then they get a smoother and faster transition. I would say it doesn't totally remove the standard requirements to do testing and integration, but it does help accelerate the process, and it also helps us as vendors, between us and the VNF vendors, uncover things earlier in the cycle rather than waiting for it to happen on a customer side. So within the program, we've now got, I think, close to 70 different VNFs certified as VMware ready that have been through this process and, if you like, have now got the badge to say they're accredited to run on the platform. But the intent of the program is to give a level of assurance to our customers, the CSPs, that there is an ecosystem of VNF partners out there that have had a level of pre-testing and accreditation for the platform that they're deploying.
Nigel, it's always a pleasure to have VMware on because of the collaboration that exists between our companies. One final question for you before we go. Where would you send folks for more information about the new solutions?
Very simple. Go to vmware.com/go/NFV.
Fantastic. Thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you.